Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's Free Talk Live, and we are here at ForkFest for the very final day. That's when you're listening to it, on Saturday night. There's probably a pretty good party going on as you're listening to this, given that it's Saturday night. And this year, ForkFest comes after, at least the full ForkFest-only week, second week of ForkFest, comes after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So there's no ForkFest to come in and ruin whatever vibe that tonight is going to have. That's what happened last year.
It was unreal how it happened last year. Like, everything's
fine. What
was
it like for you?
As you described it, the penultimate night was amazing. Parties everywhere. Everyone's,
that's the night before the last.
Everyone's having a great time. And then the next night, there are golf carts all along the paths. There are park rangers and everything.
Security
was just
team,
muted, and
for ForkFest.
The vibe just died. Man.
It killed it. Everything went to
instantly.
Everybody went to bed. Or it seemed like everybody was going to bed early, and it was over.
And it's not like the Porcupine Freedom Festival or even people are even that stodgy, that snuck up, that prude, but they killed the vibe.
Yeah, and I don't think that it was their intention or anything like that. That's just the way it worked out. So,
well, I don't know. The pork rangers being here on the final night of ForkFest.
But that's always what happens. They're always there the day before to set up for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So that was the inevitable. That was one of the reasons why we also, I think, added an extra day in between. So the Porcupine Freedom Festival ended, not in between, but previously they sort of ended and started on the same day. And then this year, the Porcupine Freedom Festival ended on a Sunday, and the ForkFest Week 2 began that Monday. So there was an evening where a lot of people didn't even consider it to be ForkFest, or if you only considered the second week to be ForkFest, then you wouldn't have considered that. And that actually brings me back to the discussion we were having at the very beginning of the show, until we talked to Taryn Lupo there and spoke to some about some other things, was we were talking about when was it ForkFest and when was it ForkFest.
Well, before you go there, I just wanted to say something about the vegan thing.
Sure.
Are there, like, carnivores, human carnivores, who have a group that are actively trying to recruit from vegans and turn them into carnivores?
It wouldn't surprise me if those people existed. You know? I don't know.
I just wanted to ask the question, because if not, why not?
I bet you if you can think of it, it exists, Captain.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to say on that. So we were talking about, was it ForkFest? Was the first week ForkFest? And you said, Aria, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, that if you're here now and you were here the first week, then the first week counted as ForkFest.
Yes.
But if not, then it was the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or you just being at Rogers Campground?
One of those two, yeah.
Okay. And here's my question about that. If you are here now, but you weren't here the last 3 days because you went back to work, but you were also here during the first week. Are you at ForkFest, and were you at ForkFest?
Ooh, that's a good question.
If
is
I just
continuity
show up
required to be
to
at
continue
ForkFest?
Yeah.
I would say no.
Okay.
If I just show
back
up.
Because you made the effort to come back.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
From Wednesday through Sunday, have I attended ForkFest?
Yes.
As you are? Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The question here is about people who inadvertently attended the Porcupine Freedom Festival and ForkFest when they happened concurrently, and who then left and returned for the final few days of ForkFest.
Right, right.
And I say, I agree with you. That is ForkFest.
I would say yes.
Absolutely.
Because I've left here a few times.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yep.
I was only gone for a few hours here and there, but I was not here at ForkFest the entire time.
But you came back.
Right.
So if people, what you're saying is, just to be clear, so if your viewpoint is, if you attended during the week that also had the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and then you left and didn't come back, you weren't actually at ForkFest.
Yes, that would be my position.
Okay. Interesting.
Very. I don't know whether or not anyone agrees, and hey, people can define ForkFest however they want.
I think that's an interesting level of distinction there.
I still feel all the marketing in advance was for it to be a separate week, and so in my mind, that's how I pictured it.
Yeah, there was a last-minute change was the Porcupine Freedom Festival, 5 weeks before the event, decided to announce they were scaling back and actually offering refunds to people because they sold tickets for $50 a pop earlier this year before COVID, and then now that they felt like they, you know, they couldn't put on a full show or whatever, they offered 50% refunds and were selling $25 tickets and said, we're no longer going to control the camping area. So ForkFest was able to sort of move in, and we had two festivals simultaneously, which ultimately was, I think, a benefit to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I think it was a benefit to ForkFest as well. I think everybody won in that circumstance.
Yeah, so ForkFest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it began in a way that was much more similar to ForkFest now, correct?
Yeah, it was very small. It was 2003. It was at Rogers Campground.
Yeah, at what point did they start charging people tickets?
Ooh,
would be my question. And why didn't people revolt then?
I don't know. And I would say the reason why is because centralization does bring some benefits in certain cases. And if you run an event right, you can have a good event and do it, you know, centralized.
Sure.
But what you're saying is they made a key mistake when they started charging for tickets. I'm sure their excuse would have been, well, with tickets we can bring in special guest speakers and we can make this a bigger event. We can have Tom Woods or the equivalent of whoever that would have been in 2005 or whenever they started charging to attract more people here. And they were still talking about that this year, was that it's, you know, the previous organizer, Roger Paxton, you know, was talking about how it's important to have those big-name speakers to bring people in. And I think this year proved that's not true.
How many people come here for the speakers?
That's a great question. Anyone here come here for the speakers if they've ever been to ForkFest? Was it ever the speakers that motivated you? Those people do exist, and the Porcupine Freedom Festival is a smaller event, may have been a little about the same or smaller this year than it was last year, but it was still a great event.
It was.
There
were
several hundred people who were here.
I don't know how the event was. I did not go.
Well, okay. The park where we were was filled with people having a good time.
Yes, it was.
During that week. And everybody, it was low-key, it was fun, everybody seemed to be having a good time. There didn't seem to be any overt drama in any way, shape, or form. So I would consider it a success. They had at least, I think I heard, 575 tickets that they sold, like almost 1,000, but some people didn't come, right?
Sure.
So several hundred people on a year like this, I think was a tremendous success.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I had a choice to make, and I made the choice to go to ForkFest and not ParkFest when it came to, you know, which part of the 2 weeks am I going to plan to attend.
Mm-hmm.
And I selected ForkFest.
Why?
And you made this choice before FUD existed, right?
I did, yes.
Yeah, that's
true. Yes. Why?
Yeah.
Well, because it seemed the most free of the two.
Mm.
You are correct.
That is a true statement. Although, again, Free State Project does deserve credit for making their event more free this year than it had been.
If I could have gotten more time off, I would have come to both and stayed for both, right? But, you know, a guy's got to do what he's got to do to earn.
You just bought a house.
I made that selection specifically because I wanted to go to the one that represented the core values of freedom the most.
That makes sense.
That's the right one to start with.
And I appreciate that, and I'm glad you're here, and I think it's been a great festival so far.
I don't think I'm alone in that. I think there's other people that are here specifically for ForkFest and not ParkFest.
Yeah, and I would hope it's not necessarily people who have an axe to grind against the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I have no axe to grind against anybody.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that of the two, I've been a longtime listener of the show before, you know, I appeared on it. So of the two, I was just like, which one's more free? Oh, that one.
Yeah, and it has been a great event so far, and we'll report more, even though we're going to obviously finish the Saturday show, and we're not going to do a Sunday show because we're leaving at that point. But
what you mean is the Sunday show will be live.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying that. Yes, Mark, I believe, will be heading up a live Sunday show, so that way the rest of us can just, you know, put away our clothes, do some laundry, and, you know, relax a little bit. And not that this is not relaxing.
No, but we are working here.
Yeah, we are. This is a working vacation. So, Captain, any other reflections that you have after having been here? Are you 24 hours, almost 24 hours now?
Closing in 24. 24 hours.
Okay. How was your night last night?
I got drunk.
Okay.
All right.
So it was a good night.
Yep.
Alcohol seemed to be the drug of choice last night.
Not drunk in a, you know, I'm knocking down people's campsites and tripping into the fire. But
I
did catch a really, really good buzz.
Yeah.
By the time I made it back to my room, I was ready to pass out.
All right.
And I did.
Yeah, and that has been one of the interesting aspects about this event, is there has been some level of, whether it's been done on purpose to some extent or just coincidence, and some would say there are no coincidences, but the drug choices have sort of flowed through this event. So there was one night where a bunch of people were doing mushrooms, and then Aria, you said that it was like an alcohol night last night.
It seemed to be. I mean, the L&O site sold a fair bit of wine last night.
You mean the Blood of Christ?
Yes.
Which you have a sign up saying it's one gold back for the Blood of Christ, which I just love that. And the
Sweat of Christ. I'm adding that later.
Oh, God. That doesn't sound attractive at all.
Well, we're coming up here. Hold the blood?
Hold up here. This is Free Talk Live.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. You can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com, use the links, and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
It's Free Talk Live, ForkFest 2020 here on this Saturday edition of the show. We'll go back to doing our normal call-in format tomorrow night. So if you've been itching to get your opinions on the air and you're not physically here, because if you were here, you could sit down and talk with us. So if you love freedom, you should come join us in next summer for ForkFest 2021 in the beautiful White Mountains here of northern New Hampshire. It's Ian and
Aria.
And the captain.
We're here and we're just kind of vamping about what's been going on, not just here at the park, but also around the world. I do want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com. They're a great longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. And Bitcoin.com can help you learn about cryptocurrency, which, by the way, we haven't really talked a whole lot about this because I think Goldbacks almost stole the show for at least for me. But this is also basically a crypto conference in a way. I mean, it's not a conference in that there's not, like, speakers and...
No, but there are many, many vendors who accept crypto.
Right. You can actually come here and live on cryptocurrency for as many days as you're at this festival.
I literally did not bring cash this year.
That's amazing. Well, you've been given some cash, but you didn't bring
right.
it, right?
And I have not used any cash here.
Neither have I. I've only received cash as people have purchased goldbacks from me. But thank you to Bitcoin.com. You want to go and learn about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin.com's got the basics. If you're old school crypto, you can go there and get the latest news headlines. Bitcoin.com. And actually, the founder of Bitcoin.com, Roger Ver, has been in this very park. He was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival close to a decade ago.
Giving out 10 bitcoins for anyone who would install a wallet.
He was handing out the physical bitcoins one year like they were candy. They were worth $3
a piece. The cash coins?
The cash cascasis, or however the hell you pronounce it. I don't know how you pronounce it. Those physical bitcoins, he was just handing them out. People were buying tacos with them. The gal that sold the tacos held on to a few of them.
That's activism, man.
And I think George Mandrick became a multimillionaire from selling baklava for Bitcoin back in the day, which part of that was done here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So it's got this event.
I mean, this is ground zero for cryptocurrency.
It basically is in a lot of ways. At least it's ground zero for it being used in real life. I mean, Bitcoin Pizza Day happened in 2010, and that was the very first time somebody ever bought a real-life thing, supposedly, for Bitcoin. Supposedly the first time it happened, but it was supposedly the first time. But this is the first place where you can actually go to. Because the person buying the pizza was buying it with a credit card. So it wasn't like Papa John's, who was, I think, the company that sold the pizza. It wasn't as though they took the Bitcoin for the pizza. So there was an intermediary. I'm not saying that invalidates the transaction. I'm just saying that here it's more pure in that here you are actually spending cryptocurrency with a vendor directly for their product or for their services, whether it be Taran Lupo giving you a chiropractic adjustment as he's doing. I believe one of our co-hosts, Speakless Mountaineer, is doing massage, professional massage. I believe both of those guys are taking crypto for that, or it's going and getting food from, I think, every single vendor
it's
that's here.
It's all delicious, and I spent $7 on my lunch today in BCH.
Boom. BCH, nice. Bitcoin Cash. Yeah.
I use Monero.
And that's been working out?
Yeah. I have used...
That's nice.
Monero has been the number one... Well, I helped set up the ladies' night out tent, and that's where I used the Monero earlier to buy the lunch that he's alluding to.
So it basically is, in its own way, a crypto festival. Probably a better way to put it would be a crypto festival than a crypto conference. Although, and I don't know, maybe he'll do this someday, maybe he won't, but Steven Zeiler from AnyPay was talking about throwing a crypto conference during ForkFest, in the same way that the Porcupine Freedom Festival had they'd rented from the park, the pavilion. Anyone who's got, $1,000 could rent the pavilion and put on a concert or put on a conference or do whatever it is they want to do with that.
Maybe next year we can put a concert on in there.
It's a lot of money for one show. But would it sound better in that location? Okay.
Yeah.
So being in a room makes sense.
Yeah, you ever heard of pay to play? That's a way better idea.
Pay to play?
No, this is a better idea than pay to play.
What are you talking about?
Renting it and putting on a concert, that's a better idea than pay to play.
And what's pay to play?
Pay to play is when bands in certain cities can't get paid to go and play a show. They have to put money out for the privilege of getting on a stage in Los Angeles, for example.
Well, that's essentially what we would be doing.
Yeah, how is that different than renting the pavilion?
I mean, we've done that this year.
Because you're bringing your own audience.
Okay.
Good. Oh, you're making your own venue, correct, is what you're saying. Yes. I see what you're saying. Okay. Well, you know what? Anything's possible with that. And there's other facilities around here. The campground, I'm sure, would love to rent out. And I know Jay Noon did it actually for his wedding at ForkFest. So it is actually already happened as of, what, 2 years ago now, I think, at ForkFest.
It's already very cool, but it has the potential to be much cooler for people who are clever and motivated to do things in their own financial interest.
Well, and we have an app now. So if people do that, we can add that to the schedule as soon as it happens, and it can be there waiting for people to get excited about for the next 10 months.
However long, Yeah, there's going to be a lot more. I mean, we did a lot of promotion previously in 2019 for this year's event, but having an app is going to be, I think, a big help.
I think
so. Folks. So we got some cool stuff that, you know, is definitely
going to happen. We're decentralizing it. So ideally, someone who wants to do a thing will just have to sign up, and then they can add it to the event themselves.
That's what I was going
to
say. They can add it themselves. So whatever you invent, whatever you're doing, you just put it on there and bam, it's a thing.
Well, that's
right?
What we're hoping that we'll be able to do with this
app. We've officially started rolling it out.
Okay.
I mean, there are vendors here with the back-end privileges to go in and do that.
Right. There's certain vendors.
We're going to try to make it automatic, where as soon as you sign up, you have those back-end privileges. Mm.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And the more people that come to this event, the more creativity gets brought into it, the more originality. The AnyPay Dome was created at ForkFest, and that was the biggest hit, one of the biggest hits, I think, during the last the first week of ForkFest this year. It was amazing. It's only the only tragic part was they took it down.
Well, this year it's have live here. Music to replace it.
It's true.
But I remember when we were setting this up, I was like, we're going to play Friday nights on July the 3rd because July the 4th will be when AnyPay throws their big gay dance party, and we don't want to compete with that because we'll get stomped, right? Their parties are the places to be.
But I wouldn't want to have to choose between those.
And then, you know, they're not here, so hey, we'll take the July the 4th weekend. Sure, why not?
And I think it's going to work out great. So, get your butt up here next year if you can, and just kind of target your calendar for that July 4th area. Like, we're going to be probably the week before.
I think July the 4th is on, like, a Monday next year or something.
So I'm going to guess that same weekend prior to it will be where they do the celebration. But that's something we can ask Crosby about this year. So we'll know what Crosby's plans are, because we want to do this consistent with that July 4th Independence Day celebration. Even though Independence Day, you know, is basically dead in the United States and across the planet, we're still going to hold on to some sort of flame here, I think.
I think so. I mean, and this is the place to be independent.
It's true. My God, these poor people coming in from the cities. I mean, there
have been some amazing stories about what's going on in some of these places.
The boarded up stores, the mandatory masks, people talking about how they've got 95% mask compliance, where they're coming from. Ugh. They're being shamed because they don't want to wear a mask, and their friends that are
Pennsylvania
city people.
Just made it mandatory.
I thought they'd already done it mandatory like 2 or 3 months ago.
I just read about it yesterday.
I'm not surprised.
I thought they followed suit after New York did it, but maybe maybe it wasn't a real serious thing, and now they're going to back it. Yeah. I don't know.
Either way, like, as soon as you force people to do something, you're wrong.
Yep. That's pretty much true. Even if it's a nice thing that you have in mind, it's still a force, and you've negated any nice factor being involved with that. We've got more coming up from the Saturday episode, which we're going to continue recording probably tomorrow. Maybe we'll do more today. We'll see. We're going to play it by ear here on the campground at Rogers Campground. For ForkFest, you can go to forkfest.party. Coming up, Ernest Hancock will be joining us.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
On this 4th of July, amid the coronavirus pandemic and nationwide Black Lives Matter protest, American patriotism has fallen to its lowest point in over 20 years, according to a new Gallup poll. Pride in the United States is now the lowest it's been since the analytics company first measured. The survey shows 70% of U.S. adults are proud to be Americans, but in the new poll, just 45% said they are extremely proud. This marks the second straight year the number of extremely proud Americans fell below the majority level. Results had relatively held steady for years, between 81 and 92%. Just 22% of Democrats say they're extremely proud to be an American. However, 76% of Republicans and 41% of independents say that they are currently extremely proud. Americans say they are least proud of our country's political system and health and welfare system. This is USA Radio News. The World Health Organization says it's ending a trial into whether the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine helps patients hospitalized with COVID-19. WHO said that it's accepted the recommendation from the committee overseeing the trial to discontinue testing for hydroxychloroquine and a drug combination used to treat HIV and AIDS. The drugs were being compared with standard care for hospitalized patients. WHO said a review showed the medicine produces little or no reduction in the mortality of hospitalized COVID patients. The coronavirus has put a damper on this year's 4th of July celebrations in New York City, but some things stayed the same. Joey Chestnut and Mickey Sudu repeated as men's and women's champions at the Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. Chestnut set a record downing 75 wieners and buns in 10 minutes, and Sudu downed 48 and a half. New Yorkers were urged to avoid large holiday gatherings in order to prevent a surge in coronavirus cases. There were more than 720 new confirmed cases. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live at Porkfest 2020 on what is for you the very final full day as you're listening to this on Saturday night as it broadcasts live across our wonderful radio stations that air this program around the United States. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
Are
you? And special guest Ernie Hancock. Hey, Ernie.
Hello.
Always good to have you on the air with us. We're here at Porkfest 2020 for, and for us, it's actually Friday afternoon is when we're recording this particular portion of the Saturday program. So we're still not quite to whatever the likely apex of the event is going to be, whether it turns out to be tonight, Friday night as we're recording this, is the biggest night, or Saturday turns out to be the biggest night. I think we're going to have a good weekend either way.
I agree. Last night was the best night here so far. It was incredible.
And they've all been fun. They've all been good nights. There's been a good energy, good intimate group. But we were talking about yesterday, there was some number of people that came in yesterday and speculating on maybe we're up to like 75 to 100 people in the park for ForkFest at this point. But it's hard to really know for sure.
No, you're freaking Grand Central Station now. You're here at the entrance, and there's cars just keep coming in. I think it's going to be busy tomorrow.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be busy tomorrow. Well, yesterday was pretty busy, too, just sitting here watching the cars and the RVs.
I woke up
RVs.
This morning to do the show, and I look out, and all of a sudden, it's all speckled right around me again.
You're way out there. You're all the way out.
I was only isolated for maybe 2 days.
The west. Oh, yeah, meaning that it's been filling in.
I mean, there were still people that were there. there, but I mean, it wasn't like, you know, I could see the tree line or hit the ground. You know, now it's like I can't again, you know.
There was a family walking by here just this morning, and one of the guys from the family said, oh, is there like a festival going on here? And I said, yeah, we got a little festival happening, and told him the website, and said it's a Freedom Festival, and he thought that was pretty cool. So
cool.
He said he's from New Hampshire, and he's never been here before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's the question, you know, how many of these people are actually here for the fireworks, how many are just camping, and how many are here for Fork Fest? I imagine the Fork Fest crowd is going to be congregating around us throughout the days, so
probably. And we've also seen some of the Forkfest people coming in closer. So Stone and Astrid, yeah, who've been cooking, I think, pretty much every night here for people. They had delicious salmon there last night. They moved their campsite closer to this main kind of Agora Valley, the first four rows of the RV zone. They were kind of out where you were, Ernie. So they decided they would be better off if they
moved. That's how Agora Alley gets created,
yeah,
recreated.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's what happens, because when you have the holeless campgrounds, hundreds of acres, I mean, it's just enormous. You have, you know, more dense forest for the tent camping. People use the tent, they kind of camp in, and they're just, yep, a cleared site. And it's up higher in the trees. It has a lot more shade and so on. And they got the bathrooms back there and the showers and the playground. It's more of a kid thing and so on. And then you come down to where you have more RV spots that go down closer to the pavilion. People bring their own self-contained whatever the heck. And you got tents, too, but that's where the RVs go. Then you have in the back area, there's these cabins. They got, you know, like single wides or, you know, little portable something, and small, tiny houses of people buy these.
Taryn Lupo's buying one of them.
Yeah, he's going to stay here in the summer. Yeah. He's going to be, you know, he has this great idea. He makes a lot of money, you know, fixing all our neck crap here.
Uh-huh. He's a chiropractor.
You know, he's a chiropractor, and he does a fantastic job and has top-notch equipment and the freaking live x-ray crap and everything and stuff. But COVID just killed him right when he opened.
Right.
So he goes, well, hell, man, I came up here in the summer and just was the put out the shingle and the flyer and all these festivals. I make bank, you know?
Really?
You know, so I'm going, oh, that's a good idea. So that's why, you know, you might do that.
All these festivals don't exist anymore. I mean, this is
right.
The festival.
Right.
There's maybe another one in Maine, according to the Wormtown guy that was set up over here. He said he heard about one that might be forming in Pennsylvania, but there's really nothing more than
a
handful.
I know, it's that deadly. Well, anyway, they come down here and you have these vending tables. This is where they sell the stuff, you know, and this is where you pick this place. You're at the top of the hill, getting everybody comes in,
yeah,
you know, and then you have you're at the top of the first aisle here where a lot of the food vendors and stuff would go, and it would be a wide variety of stuff. But the thing is that now at one time Porkfest tried to buy them and then get a premium on them, and then
we're not Porkfest,
Porkupine Freedom.
I know,
Fest.
I know, yeah. Porcupine Freedom Festival is another, which is one of the reasons why there's Porkfest. You know,
yeah,
it's a little bit more just freedom oriented and it doesn't have these problems. But when they did that, the rebellion went into the campground.
That's right.
And then it diversified. And then you start to see what you're talking about. They're starting to pull back into the higher traffic areas and so on. It's amazing over a decade to sit here and watch the free market and the incentives and how it works and why and the motivations.
Well, the Porcupine, yeah, and we've discussed this, I think, to an exhaustive extent over the last 2 weeks, what happened with the Porcupine Freedom Festival taking over with that control that you're talking about, Ernie, and driving the marketplace out of the hot zone. And just killing these few rows here.
Yeah, it wasn't malicious. It was just a mistake.
Yeah, it was.
And, you know, it's not like, you know, it's just whenever you create an organization, sooner or later it becomes more important than the reason you created it. I mean, you know, it's just that's the way it is. So you try and keep that at a minimum. You try and do this, you know, Declaration of Independence, of the only purpose of government is, and then they do whatever they want to do anyway. But, you know, it's the idea, and you can see it in action here. When people are left alone and free, it's amazing how much abundance they bring with them, and they share. Maybe for a profit.
Yeah.
And so they are incentivized. You're happy. I bought the bus. We're all stocked up, but I didn't have to. And a lot of times we just do. I'm going looking for food. Oh, I got to have Chinese stir fry now tonight. Okay, yeah, whatever. You know, can I put some of his eggs in it?
The food's been great here, by the way. I've really enjoyed what we've had available. It's been a few different folks who've been consistently cooking.
Yep.
So that's nice.
There's a lot of competition. I didn't expect that. I thought that food might actually be hard to come by.
Uh-huh.
As, you know, Monday night hit and Tuesday night hit, and the only people cooking were like Silver Dave. But now there's actual competition. I mean, a choice.
There was competition on Monday and on Tuesday night. There were, I think I ate at Astrid and Stone's on one of those two.
They weren't ready yet. They were just like, hey, man, we're chilling. I got to start working right today. I mean, damn. So they don't really let you know until you walk the sidewalks, the asphalt, you know, that kind of, you know, grids out through the system. You walk on there, and they have chalk signs mm-hmm. that are pointing to different places and what they have and what they do and everything. You want to? You don't have billboards. You have billboards on your walkway.
I saw some chalking during the Porcupine Freedom Festival days. Yeah. I didn't see a whole lot of it, or at least I didn't notice it in the last.
That's
week.
How you knew what they, you know, if somebody was open and what they had.
What the reason I was knowing was because there's a Telegram chat room where they will post and also they will keep
give
up
me
on
a chalk on a sidewalk any way. Day.
Sure, sure, yeah. sure. I'm just saying I didn't notice it. I don't know if you noticed.
I haven't seen chalk. I don't
not
think.
In the last. Not
I,
in the last
I
week.
Yeah, that's how I knew. Well, I mean, you know, it lasts as long.
I mean,
long
if
as
only
it
we had some sort of mobile application that people could. Use to keep track of.
Well, yeah, Ernie, I don't know if you heard, but right in the middle of this week, Aria released an app for ForkFest.
Of course you did. Is it Wachovia's tracking I get ads and Facebook knows everything app?
It is not.
It is not. Well, that is very interesting. Tell me all about it.
It is a Eventify app. So it's a competitor to Hoova.
Yeah.
And they've been really responsive. We're working with them, hopefully, to have it decentralized so that people can add events directly. At the moment, people have to make me aware of things, or Ian or Mikey or a few others aware of things, and we can add them. But hopefully by this time next year, and of course all of this is being done on the fly because everyone here kind of sucks at planning things out. It's like, oh, okay, well, I'm doing French toast right now. It's like, okay, but you knew you were going to do this 24 hours ago, so you probably should have advertised that a little bit.
Yeah, it'd
but
be
it
better.
Just, yeah, yeah, it just yeah. doesn't seem to
it's,
a,
it's the infrastructure. It's the capability.
Well, I think the reason, yeah, the reason people have never done the planning here is because it was kind of pointless. You post it to the ForkFest chat or something like that, it immediately gets swept away by people arguing about taking pictures or whatever. And, I mean, we heard this a few minutes ago on the radio with both Duke and L. Stone just going back and forth, both of them advertising. It was almost like they were competing with one another because one would say something, what they were doing, and the other would. It's not efficient, you know?
Yeah. Well, it is one way of reaching out to
folks. No, I am good. Well, this is when we had Jackalope Freedom
No, it's great,
Festival.
But it's always live. This is what we're doing right now.
Right, right.
Instead of saying, okay, well, I know I'm going
to
be hungry
tomorrow
night.
Can't look at a list
night.
Of things to do.
Well, we had this problem with the Jackalope mainly because we didn't have internet access. So that was a whole other thing.
Hold that thought, Ernie, if you want to talk about that. Here we can continue in just a moment. This is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020 here at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And you can go to ForkFest.party to learn more about the event, and hopefully you'll join us in 2021.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. all broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live at FortFest 2020. Go to FortFest.party to learn more about the events. And there's now an app, which is what we were just talking about. You can link to that there. Also want to let you know that Ethereum smart contracts enable Intercoin to be traded against Bitcoin, Ethereum, as well as a growing set of tokens pegged to your favorite fiat currency. Intercoin can be used to turn these into virtual versions of Bitcoin or US dollars that have all the advanced features of Intercoin community currencies. They would finally be spendable in everyday payments, be programmable, instantly convertible, generate analytics, and more. When done, people can cash out back into the original versions. Think of Intercoin as a decentralized layer 2 solution that isn't controlled by anyone. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms on the internet and in meat space, and we think that is important here on Free Talk Live. So important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. Ernie, you were just getting into telling us about the Jackalope Freedom Festival, which is a long-running camping festival in Arizona, and overcoming some technical challenges.
Because it's in the forest, you know, there's no infrastructure of any kind.
You don't get toilets.
No, nothing.
Right.
Well, no, the Jackalope, who's that guy? I don't know. He's over there somewhere. It's like a snipe hunt. And, you know, what happens is you go, we need to have somebody in charge to interface with the man. Well, if nobody does that, then who interfaces with the man?
Who, now, which man will you have to interface with?
The Forest Service.
So you're on federal
land. Yeah, it's in the forest. We're okay. In the forest. You know, oh, no, there's no, like, you know, Liberland in America. The least amount of government you can get is, you know, either private or it's in the forest, which is supposed to belong to everybody.
So they have to get permission to have this festival?
No, what happens is you can go camping, and the only limitation is 2 weeks. You know, 2 weeks okay. any one place. So we go, it started the weekend, then it becomes like a 2 week thing now. But the, when you go there, if you're doing it as an individual, your family or family's doing it or something, you're just in the forest. It's when you hit over 70 people. Well, how do you know it's 70 people? Oh, you had 70 likes on your Facebook page. You're not allowed now. You got to get a permit. So what we would do is we would rent porta potties. We'd need like a dozen porta potties for this thing. Right. Be hundreds of people there. So you who did that? Who's that guy? Usually it's who's has
the
microphone.
Whoever wants to do it. Whoever wants to provide the service.
Yeah, but he must know somebody about something about this gathering to do that. We want to talk to that guy. He had a he got like an invoice. He used payment. Well, we'd always pay in crypto. You know, there's some guy up there doesn't know. I mean, I just got paid and I delivered it here. I pick him up. I don't know. It's a jackalope. I don't know. Go find him. You know. So that was the only infrastructure that was there and what they would try and grasp onto. Mm-hmm. So without internet. You know, out in the forest in northeastern Arizona, you know, how do we do this? Well, you bring in, you know, either satellite or they get on top of one of the mountains and they do a micro or the receiver and they boost it down to the valley. But what's the first solution was to have Jackalope, and now you're getting signal everywhere, but, you know, Jackalope was a mesh network that they created so they could have a schedule. Because if you had a schedule, who did the schedule? Who keeps the schedule? How much organizes the schedule? How do I get on the schedule? Mm-hmm. You know, I want to change the schedule, you know? And there like, nope. I go, I ain't doing it. So you guys peace out. Do what you want. So that's what happened. It became a mesh network that people communicate and put their stuff up themselves.
Sounds like the two-way radios would be very useful there.
People had radios, but I think they just kind of out of favor because a lot of times you hear them all the time, you know, people talking or announcing. And that's like in the first years there were the PA system. Well, almost some are definitely abused the PA system.
Sure.
You know, but that was how you communicated. So the JackNet or whatever, you know, would be a lot better.
How many years has that been going on?
It's going into its eighth or ninth.
It's happening this year, right?
Yeah, no, it's the first weekend in August. We've gone to every one. I don't know if we'll be able to make this one. We might, you know. I mean, I always say that about everything, and I always wind up going to all of them anyway, you know. Cause,
sure.
You know,
so what are the chances they're going to cancel 2 weeks before the event happens?
No, there is no cancel.
Okay.
You know, who cancels?
Yeah.
You know, you're going or you're not going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like when on March 21st.
Well, what if because of the permit that's needed, the federal government.
There is no permit.
You said that there's a gathering of more than 70
people.
If you're
over 70 people,
uh-huh.
How do you count that? Who's that?
Well, they can count the heads.
Yeah, absolutely. And they come in, too. They're the second, third year.
They really?
Brought in the helicopters and battle route and the M60. We're going to explain it to you. They come in and they're looking, all right, who's in? We don't know. And by the time they got to the tent that said Agorist Market that Alma had, it had a free hugs top block camera up in the corner of the bus. And they're like, top of the morning to you, ma'am. We were just wondering, you know, it got all nice and there was nobody in charge.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
You know, but who did the porta potties? I don't know. Jack did. Go get them. Some bitch. If I find them, I'll tell you about it.
They might be a little more enforcing with the COVID nonsense.
See, this is what. This is about who gets to decide.
The Forestry Service,
no,
the government.
The individual that wants to go. They go, don't go.
The government doesn't care about that.
It doesn't matter. I don't care about that either.
If they say you're breaking the rules, they'll kick you out or they'll arrest you.
Yes, as an individual.
How often do they come in there? Is it every year or is it every few years? I mean, how often do you
see
these
guys? That one time.
Just once.
Yeah, no, we had done it on the radio show. I'd talked and recorded the conversation of the forest ranger person, and we're offering that. Come give, you know, map classes. Come, man, hell yeah, man, this is awesome. We found out what the deal was, and it's not that big. I'm interested in the COVID thing, what they're going to try and... With the power that they have or they've accumulated or taken from everybody, they're going to come out and try to explain it to you. You know, well, there is a master owner of this plantation, and it's not you. You know?
Sure.
I thought it belonged to everybody. I thought all the slaves got equal access. No. Because imagine this. When things get really bad, where do the people go? They take to the, you know, the king's land and killing the king's deer or whatever, you know? Well, that was the idea we hopefully got away from. It's like ours. It's our survival backup plan, America. You know, that's why we go to Cabela's. I mean, you know, that kind of deal. So they're going, nope, you're not allowed. Who's saying that? Where's the crown that says this? What is it? So then they go, well, you got to have a permit. There's too many. Too many what? Friends, family? Kind of, you know, which group do I got to be? I'm in a group? What kind of group? This was an experiment for us. We did our best to try and do this exact same thing on everything from the beginning. Because when they start wanting to do Skype, well, we can use Google Calendar. Are you kidding me? You know, so this is why this is a good experiment. And this year is going to be really interesting. Who will go? What will they do if they do go?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, how many will go? You know,
good question.
So I don't know.
So it's like ForkFest where there's no tickets.
There's no tickets.
People just show up.
Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
The only limitation that there used to be is 14 days you can stay.
When is this?
It's the first weekend in August, which means it starts, you know, like early and goes late, you know, same kind of thing.
So it's just the weekend. It's not a week-long thing. It's just the weekend.
No, it winds up being a two-week-long thing. Okay. You know, it started off as a weekend. It was really kind of 4 days.
People that's similar to what happened with Port
Fest.
Yeah,
that's, you know, that's exactly. That's why it wouldn't surprise me how this would go. I go, if you just keep it unorganized, it'll have its own breathing, you know. It'll go, and you can't stop it. It didn't matter if you had other festivals here or not. ForkFest was coming, unless they, you know, barred the place and they had a, you know, an MRAM or whatever the hell at the gate or something. And
Well, luckily the Free State Project went in a different direction and they allowed people to come here without tickets this year. And that was the right choice for them to make. They did the right thing.
Who?
The Free State Project. They allowed people to be in the campground this year without
tickets. Oh, they weren't police and wristbands?
Yeah, no. That's
see,
why ForkFest
was able to
happen.
I got my wristband and everything, but I have to wear a wristband. Why don't you just freaking chip me, man? Whatever. You know, I mean, I don't mind doing it. It's not that big. But if I didn't have to, I'm not.
What, did you go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
I went to the pavilion to see Tom Woods.
Okay.
And,
Oh, he was on Saturday.
I hung out at the fire sometimes and everything, but yeah, no, not really. I didn't even know there was there. You mean there was like a schedule? Did somebody hand me a piece of paper?
There was.
Oh, was it on my smartphone?
I don't know.
It was on that terrible Hoover app.
They had a whiteboard.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, down by the registration
area. Did I have to walk down there for it?
I never.
You know, give me a mesh, man.
I stayed a safe distance from the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, other than going down there at night when they had fires and stuff. And
well, we did
they
the picture.
Policing. There was
did you
no
guys go in the picture?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we went in the picture, so we get in the picture. You know, got a picture.
I bought my pass with Goldbacks on the very last day. So, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
There was a fire last night here, actually.
There was.
A pretty big one that they did down the hill. So they, I guess they talked to the campground, and the campground said no fires in the bowl right now due to the fireworks show or something that they're going to be setting up today.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that. I think that was the reason.
Well, they bought a bunch of wood. You know, I was talking to someone, like you're saying, you know, vending, where this is how it happens. Crosby has a
The owner of the park.
Yeah, the owner of the park has a bin up by the office that's full of firewood. And they're like, I don't know, $10 a pack or $8 a pack, or whatever the heck it is, right? So you can go down the road and you can get off the campground. You can find
half price.
Yeah, they're selling $4, $3.50 or whatever. You're fine. But, yeah, but they're selling. Yeah, we'll go down there and get it. You know, you want to save.
Well,
you know,
convenience is expensive.
Yeah, if it saves you, you know, it costs you $10 if I don't have to go anywhere, and then, you know, what the hell? You know, so anyway, so they brought in a bunch of wood. Well, what was Crosby have to say about that? And I go, what did he have to say? I am very curious. What did he have to say about that?
I don't think he cares, man.
He goes, it was last year is when they had this discussion, and he said, as long as you're not selling it for less than what I'm selling it for up there.
More coming up here in a moment. We can continue. You can stick with us, right, Ernie?
Yeah.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11. And he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.